Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 64, Project Gutenberg. So, for today's episode, I thought I'd share an easy way to get into digital reading. So, you may have bought yourself a brand new Kindle or an iPad or a Nook or whatever e-device you may have, and you realize that maybe you're not sure if you want to start spending money on books, or you want to start getting used to reading on your new digital device, but don't want to spend money for books while you get used to it because you don't know how it's going to be, or you want to play around with the settings to make sure that's the device for you. And that's where Project Gutenberg comes in. The website hosts a number of free books, so a bunch of classic novels that have gone out of copyright, free books that publishers and authors may want to release, and that sort of thing, so you can download the books and read them on your device or your desktop if you want. There's usually Kindle versions and various other mobile formats available, so it is cross-device compatible. Some of them have PDFs as well, so if you want to read it on your device or a non-e-reading device, and that's a possibility as well. So it's not, you're not limited to the device you have, and you can read those books. There's also text versions available, so if you need to convert it into another specialized format, then that is also an option for you. As far as discovering books, you can browse by category, which is the easiest way. So if it's like sci-fi, fantasy, literature, romance, whatever, it's all categorized for you, or you can look alphabetically if you want to just see something random. And then also, you can also check out recently published books. So if you want to see what new novels are available on the site, you can do that as well. They have various RSS feeds and other ways, like social ways of checking out the latest books as well. So if you want to check out their Twitter feed or Facebook profile or anything like that, that's also an option for you. They also have a self-publishing platform available. I haven't used it myself, but they have that available if you want to get started into publishing and you want to start doing, let's say, short stories, your novellas or something like that. So if you want to get your name out there or have a means of publishing, you know, short stories or other works, just to have them out there and a means for people to discover them and have those links available, then that's also an option for you. Their website is www.gutenberg.org. I'll have that link in the show notes for you to check out. It's a really simple layout, so no specialized flash animations or over-the-top means of accessing the site. It's really straightforward. You can do a control find if you want to search for keywords on the site as well. And they have a searching mechanism as well, so if you want to search for that classic or older author as well, or by name or keywords, you can do a search that way as well to discover books in a different way. But that's all I really wanted to cover there. But let's say you don't have time to read books, or you've read a book a while ago and you just want to listen on the, like as you're going driving to work or at the gym or anything like that, then be sure to check out our friends over at audible.com. They have lots and lots of books in the thousands, I believe more than 100,000 titles available, which are for a great number of books as well, which are read by various people, authors, celebrities, and that sort of thing. So you get all sorts of variety that way as well. And when you visit geek-io.com/audible, you can get a 1 month free trial along with a free book as well, or a token free for that free book to listen to. So you can check out their service, make sure it's right for you, and that book is yours for life. So even though let's say you for whatever reason want to cancel your account or you don't want to pay for it after 30 days, the book still remains yours. You get to listen to it over and over. But if you do decide to keep the service and you continue with the same account, you'll get a specialized price based on the account you select as well, and you'll continue to get that free audio book as well every single month. So you can start off on a new series with that free token and decide to continue later on as well. So you have that option to continue as well and continue to receive a great rate. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/audible to get started on your free trial today. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And be sure to visit geek-io.com for this show and other shows on the Geek.io network, and for the online contact form as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.